it speaks to the unique political character of Massachusetts that the cannabis industry is subject to such a somewhat ridiculously broad spectrum of regulation.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with our Berkshire Bureau Chief, Josh Landes. In recent days, he's been touring Western Massachusetts to cover several annual town meetings as residents of Berkshire County headed to parking lots and football stadiums to vote on budgets, marijuana bylaws, and school spending plans. And as Josh found out, emotions sometimes run high.
Last October, I drove to Sheffield twice to visit Nova Farms' 80,000 square feet of canopy. I confirmed for myself plenty of dead skunk stench at 1,600 feet and skunky at 2,300.
And Josh, that sound was from the Williamstown annual town meeting. Give us a sense of where you were and what you heard over the past week.
Yes, I traveled to town meetings in Great Barrington, where the meeting was held in a high school parking lot. I went to an elementary school gym in Lanesboro, and I went to a football field in Williamstown for an outdoor meeting there.
This is a tradition that we don't really have in New York State. Why is annual town meeting so popular still in Western Massachusetts?
It's a very old form of direct democracy. A lot of these smaller communities don't have city councils or don't have a single elected leader to make these decisions. So once a year, they gather to run down a long warrant full of articles and items. And these range from basic expenditure plans for simple day-to-day operations in the community, and also, usually most emotionally, address new ordinances and bylaws that dictate the future for the town. So last night, for example, in Williamstown, there was a lot of conversation around updating municipal bylaws around marijuana cultivation that had gone unupdated since 2017 when they were first passed.
So these votes are typically, you know, bookended by a lot of debate and discussion. But once the town makes the decision, that's binding, right?
That's correct. I often compare the experience to watching a family fight in public, because once a year, everyone shows up, or not everyone in some cases. Low turnout for town meetings is a perennial problem in some communities. But many, many towns I've been to, people look forward every year for the chance to gather and sort of give it what for, because it's their one chance to stand before all of their neighbors and their elected representatives and speak their mind on, again, all manner of issues.
Generally speaking, who's in charge of the town meeting?
Each town meeting has a moderator, so one person who's elected to the position to introduce the rules and codes of conduct for the meeting, to monitor speaking limits on folks voicing their thoughts on issues, and generally direct the flow of the conversation. These meetings are often quite long. Again, if you think about it, unlike, say, a city council, which meets on a weekly or biweekly basis, this is really once a year for a smaller community, and you need someone steering the ship to keep it moving forward and ensure that productive outcomes are being elicited from folks when they come to speak.
And in the meetings you've been covering, is the vote tallied by voice? Is it a ballot? How does it work?
That's a great question, Ian. I saw a brand new method I'd never seen before just this past week in Lanesboro. Meeting attendees were given little clicking devices where they could choose yes, no, or other options on a small remote. And that was new to me. In places like Williamstown and Great Barrington, folks had brightly colored ballots to hold up. In Great Barrington, simple strips of paper. In Williamstown, cars that read yes and no, respectively, in various bright shades of yellow and pink.
Now, you've been going around to different town meetings over the past few weeks around Berkshire County. I think you may have been up to like half a dozen different meetings by now. What are some of the main issues that communities are talking about here in 2021?
It ranges so wildly, Ian. I went to the smallest community in the county, Mount Washington, and that was a very rudimentary meeting. There were some questions about why the school budget was going up because the town's population of students went from 1 to 4 or something. So it can be as granular as that. or say in Lanesboro, a citizen's petition that sought to shield the town from federal laws or that might limit the Second Amendment were raised. So the scope can really, vacillate pretty wildly from very specific things to broad and in that case, legally impossible ideas on a much larger scale.
You know, not long after you started as Berkshire Bureau Chief, we started covering the first marijuana retail stores that opened in Berkshire County after the state law. And that industry has obviously blossomed in Berkshire County, somewhat forcing the hand of neighboring New York State to legalize recreational marijuana in hopes of keeping some of that business within New York. In Williamstown, you were talking about the marijuana bylaws. What's the state of the industry as it relates to these, you know, these in some cases little towns that are trying to get their hands around regulation?
It speaks to the unique political character of Massachusetts that the cannabis industry is subject to such a somewhat ridiculously broad spectrum of regulation, because again, there's statewide laws about marijuana and marijuana's sale and cultivation and so forth. And then every single community that houses a marijuana related business has to determine its own bylaws, craft their own host agreements with those businesses. And when we talk about this, we're talking about very specific zoning ordinances. How far from a road can you have an outdoor marijuana cultivation site? What do you do with odor in the community? Odor has been a huge issue of late, where folks in Williamstown were going down to look at Sheffield, Massachusetts, which has outdoor marijuana cultivation, and were horrified at the smells that emitted from those locations. I know Sheffield passed its own new limits on outdoor cultivation as a result of the odor, and other communities have far less specific guidelines for that kind of thing. It's a very sort of ramshackle approach to legislating the industry. It's both top and bottom, down and up, respectively. So it leads to a very sort of interesting pincer effect on the industry. There's these folks in Williamstown who can vote on exactly how close you can grow marijuana close to a school building, for example, and then all these other lists of regulations and laws to follow coming down from the state's Cannabis Control Commission.
Let's talk about COVID for a second. You've noted in some of your stories that this was like the second year for some places where the town meeting went outside to try to embrace social distancing and, virus restrictions and so on. Are any of these changes from COVID-19 likely to stick in the future?
Well, when the weather holds up, there's nothing wrong with a beautiful evening in Williamstown, Massachusetts, like last night at the football field. But, you know, for example, in Lanesboro, the meeting took place in a gymnasium during a downpour. So hard to say that that was a strong argument for increased outdoor activities for this sort of thing. It's a good question. I think there's some concern about attendance for these last couple of town meetings, given the restrictions and given the fear of congregating. So I think it's sort of too soon to tell, because if attendance dramatically increases in subsequent years, when hopefully the pandemic and its related public health restrictions are behind us, maybe we'll see exactly how deeply the pandemic impacted direct democracy in these communities. But for the time being, it's still to be determined.
Well, that brings me to my last area that I wanted to cover with you. One of the reasons I wanted to have this conversation was I, like many of your followers, was kind of living vicariously through you on Twitter over the past several days as you built up a secondary discussion. It almost reminded me of reading Derrida. You know, you had the meeting and then you had the discussion about the meeting happening as a subtext on your social media account. And kind of surprisingly for some of these small towns, a lot of interest in this small D democracy. What was your sense of the Twitter conversation?
Well, it's very funny to see the intersection of contemporary social media technology with this, for America certainly, venerable tradition of direct democracy like the New England town meeting. I think I see it as a celebration of how personal and passionate people are about these issues. And I think folks who don't understand exactly how passionate people really get over zoning bylaws, over a conversation about a single line item about expenditures on safety vests for highway workers, people really show up to bring their all to this. So I think for people inexperienced with that, there's this sort of delightful, oh, wow, people really go at it over this stuff. And they do. And I think people were excited by a very different kind of democracy. We see right now on the national scale a lot of frustration with what's perceived as partisan gridlock or an inability for our larger national institutions to effect meaningful change. When, on the other hand, in these settings, people are really right there in the face of their elected officials, right there speaking to town employees, you know, arguing it out with their fellow townsfolk, really getting to the heart of these issues in such an immediate manner. I think that really makes for fun color commentary, and it gives people a reason to invest in their communities. They see that there is a forum where these things are being, you know, dealt with in a very serious, and at times it veers into a sort of self-parody that I think is inevitable to anything like this. Certainly people were posting comparisons to the work of Christopher Guest, for example, or the popular NBC sitcom Parks and Recreation. And all of that is drawn from what small town life is like. People show up ready to get into it, and they certainly do.
Do you have like a lasting image from this spring that will stick with you from these particular batch of town meetings?
I think every year that I attend a town meeting, I get a deeper understanding of each individual community. Congregating at Mount Washington, tucked deep into the hills of southern Berkshire County, it was a very intimate, very sweet, quiet town meeting. And I got a sense of just how meaningful small town life is to folks in Mount Washington. In places like Lanesboro, I saw a place that is in the midst of lots of conversations about cultural issues, social issues, financial issues. In Williamstown, I saw a lot of people digging into how to best protect their community moving forward and how to best make allowances that permit people to expand their livelihoods in an expensive part of Massachusetts during a very difficult period for the country. So I guess I walk away from this year just really understanding that people in Berkshire County just care tremendously about their communities. And seeing folks express that in a variety of different venues over a variety of different issues left me more proud than ever to be a member of Berkshire County's community.
WAMC Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes on the ground for us in Berkshire County, a place he obviously loves. Josh, keep up the great work. We're very lucky to have you out there.
Thanks so much, Ian.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.